Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the first side dude songs ever recorded, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Not a side dude song.
Hey,
not with you.
848. Escape is here with the Big Sick Morning Show on V103, the ATL's number one for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks. The Lady of Soul recipients performing this Sunday over there at State Farm Arena with the R&B experience. It's supposed to be an electric stroll down memory lane with amazing acts and artists.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be a situation. Queen of Tia.
I want to know what the heck is going on. I mean, I hear y'all been keeping little secrets about what y'all wearing on the red carpet. First it was that. Then it was y'all's promoter allegedly threatened Latasha's husband, which is why she's not touring with y'all. Then it was the IG. The solo gospel album. Then it was
the baby
IG model, Unique Foucha, allegedly having a baby with Rocky Bivens. And then it came up that Unique's page was allegedly hacked. So I want to know, what is true, Tia, and what is false, Tia?
Oh, my God.
Well, first let me say, we don't really know what's going on in their bedroom, in their personal business.
That ain't got nothing to do with us.
Nothing. So we won't, we don't know.
We don't have no comment on that.
We just as confused as y'all.
They always throw Escape in it, though, every time. The girl herself was like, I don't have, Escape. I'm like, why are you even bringing up the group? This is a personal matter that you're dealing with.
So, please, thank you. Can you please repeat it again for the people in the back?
But that's probably one of the harsh things about being a group, I guess, being in a group and female groups. Mm-hmm. It just gets messy.
And I would like to say, let me just go on record and say, my girl Candy does not know this lady.
I don't know that lady. They went and pulled up a picture that this lady took with me in 2018.
Oh, the lady Unique?
Yes.
Oh,
I went to her page just like everybody.
She took pictures with everybody.
Yeah, she took a picture with me. I do not know that lady. So y'all can stop circulating that photo. It was a random date. I guess she saw me somewhere and took a picture with me. I do not know her.
So, okay, where are we? She's clearly not here. Is she going to be on stage Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
He's working on his gospel solo project.
So are y'all on speaking terms? Are y'all talking? What's going on?
Ooh, that was a straight.
Oh, that's great. I like it. Okay, come on, the Tia with Big Tigger.
I'm just gonna be honest and say that she and I never really communicate. I'm gonna speak for myself.
Okay.
We don't really communicate. Mm-hmm. We haven't really. Okay. Communicated in months. On the show, I guess we, it was a lot of argument when we were filming during the summer.
And it shouldn't have been. Should have been a better moment than what we experienced on the show. I know a lot of people saying, "Oh, this is just a gimmick for the show." This isn't a gimmick. What y'all seeing taking place right now, this is real life. We're not trying to promote no show.
Right.
This is real life that's happening that, that sisters are going through.
Sadly.
But to set the record straight, when it came to the mess about the dress, Candy, Tiny, nor myself said anything about the dress. We actually thought she looked really beautiful. My sister looked beautiful in her dress.
She did.
So, and then to say that the memo wasn't given, Tiny had a conversation.
What? Yeah. Me and her had a conversation the night before. We was just leaving rehearsal, and she asked me what
dogging
everybody
me
was
out.
Wearing.
She dogging
said
me
what
out.
Everybody was wearing, and
Tiny,
I told
you
her,
dogging
I said,
me out, man.
No, she. I was mad. I just told her. that Tamika had a red dress because I was like, well, Candy has rose gold. I have on like a clear crystal type dress. Mm. And Tamika has a red dress on. She was like, red dress? She's going to stand. It's going to look a mess. We're not going to look cohesive and we're not going to look like a group, but whatever. And I was like, you know, well, maybe we can get her to change her dress, but I don't know. You know, Tamika's stubborn. And stubborn. She may not want to change because they said about she you looks like really you ain't good here. And then I asked her, I said, well, what color do you have on? She said, I'm wearing gold. I said, oh, well, damn, we might need to make Tamika change her dress, but I don't know. So the next day, I guess, you know, her and the stylist, you know, because I told him, I said, Tasha's wearing gold. Mm. So he was like, dang, Tamika going to stand out. Let me see if we can get her to change the dress. So Tamika comes in my room, and she has on a dress the same color as
she
us,
changed her
like,
dress.
Oh, okay. Wow, you changed your dress. I didn't think they was going to get her to do it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Tasha comes out with this green dress. And I'm just like, T, you told me you had a gold dress on. She's like, well, you know, I thought it was, but it has gold stuff and this. And I'm just like,
gold accessories.
But we didn't mind. You know, we at that time, we were being honored. So it really wasn't about the dress.
It didn't matter, you know, to us.
Right.
We did, but we, you know, we was trying to be like rose gold, gold, silver, you know, in that lane.
We didn't realize that it was going to blow up to be as big of a deal as it was. And I think more than anything, we just kind of hate that the whole dress situation kind of overshadowed the fact that we were getting the award. It was more talk about the dress than it was about the award itself. Right, and that was like a lifetime achievement for us. So
absolutely.
Nobody wanted that. At the end of the day,
well, I just think that maybe she shouldn't have said, I didn't get the memo, because that was not true.
Okay. It gave the impression like we
y'all did something purposely.
Did that to
exactly.
Her, and that's not true.
So I think our stylist had sent pictures of the original dresses that we all had.
And actually, they sent him a picture of her dress, like just the tail of it.
Just the material, so a corner of her.
Like, I don't even know what this is.
Like, they
got
just
it.
Sent a tail of it. Like,
they didn't
like
want us
trying
to see
hide
what she was wearing. They sent a piece of her material.
And the picture kind of looks a little goldish.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we didn't care that she had a different dress. We were just happy that we were all there and being honored. We didn't care. It was the fans that made a big
deal. I think the optics of 1, 2, 3 looking uniform and then her off to the end didn't help the, like if she, it's just the way that y'all stood. Not that it was on purpose.
Well, regardless of where she stood, it would have been weird.
Four people. No
yeah,
middle.
I was going to say it would have still been.
Okay,
be.
Last thing that lots of people are paying attention to was in your acceptance speech, Tiny.
Okay, let's talk about the acceptance speech, because honestly, I didn't mean anything by it. I was just looking at the mic. I was, you know, from where I was kind of leaning over trying to talk to the mic. I was not excluding her. I said, my ladies, you know what I'm saying? Even though it did, I saw it and I said, damn, it do look a little crazy. I had no ill will, no.
I don't think so either, because you're known to be like the peacemaker of the group, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of like the glue.
Yeah,
so.
And Tasha, you know, me and Tasha are probably the closest. We are the closest in the group. So, like, as far as with these ladies, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, right now, well.
They haven't been communicating. Nobody's communicating.
That's your sister.
Right. So me and her communicate the most, and we share rooms together, like dressing rooms and stuff.
Right.
So we're together all the time. So I have no reason to shade her, even though, you know, I don't know about her speech.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
So Tamika, this is your blood.
I was just gonna say that.
Tamika,
is your mama trying to make y'all talk?
This is your blood, Tamika.
Give me some.
I got sisters, so I know how that is. You know, having sibling upsets or whatnot. Is your mom trying to make y'all get back on the same page?
Tamika.
She's choking right now. She needs some water.
She needs some water.
We're gonna get you some water, sis.
It's a lot of the things that you guys are asking about. That's why we don't really try to comment too much, because a lot of those things are going to play out in the show, and you're going to be able to see it all for yourself. So it's not like, you know, we don't really like to, add to the fire or add to the flames or whatever. We just feel like you'll see.
Honestly, I can't wait to the show. The show can't come fast enough. With all the things that's been said, I just want y'all to see for yourself.
Yeah,
so
right.
I mean, because, you know.
So, okay. It's your blood, and I'll leave you with this. Is it? You answer first, and everybody else can answer individually.
Okay.
Is it fixable?
What is what fixable?
The situation.
I mean, I'm not mad at my sister. I love my sister, and I'm always here for her. Just like the group, we're here for her.
Yeah.
is not the personal problems that we're having as a family should have never been spoken on. Mm. But she decided to speak on it to clear her name, saying that because people were saying, well, your sister didn't tell you about this. Your sister didn't tell you. And then she was like, well, I'm not talking to my sister because she disrespected my mama, which was a lie.
Mm. Oh, man.
And so that right there in itself, that hurts.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing is just out of control. But the reality of it, my sister started working on her deal long before we started doing the shows.
Mm. Right.
During the show, she has been alienating herself from us. Mm. Her manager's called Tiny and said she's booked. And when she's unbooked, they'll let us know.
Oh. Wow.
And as far as the rumor about the promoter threatening her husband, the truth of the matter is he threatened him first. And we have the emails.
You're saying Rocky threatened the promoter
first?
Yes, first. Gotcha.
So when I presented it, the girl's information or whatever, we called the promoter, and he was like, you know, the reason why the reason why I didn't retaliate to that threat is because of y'all. So she took that as a threat, but he threatened the promoter first. And
got it.
All right, well.
Life is short, ladies. Let me just say,
it is crazy.
Right.
And we haven't said our piece because at the end of the day, we love Tasha and we don't want to be going back and forth on the internet trying to bash each other.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
Right.
So we just wait and, you know, we're trying to wait. Yeah. I'm telling you now, I mean, if it keeps going on, I don't know how much I can hold. But,
yeah. I don't really want to say that. Can I just say, I'm just getting tired of being blamed for everything.
It's always
like,
your fault.
I'm like, if anything happened, right? It's like Candy did this or Candy made them do that. I didn't make anybody do anything. If anybody remembers, I was not, you know, trying to do anything. They, you know, were more so the ones that saying, let's do the show. So I wasn't trying to make my girls do shows without her. It was her choice not to do the shows. And to be clear, this promoter is the same promoter that promoted the show last Christmas when Tiny and I missed the show because we had got COVID.
I remember that,
so
right.
We were obligated to make up that show. Mm. She was supposed to make it up with us. So it wasn't like
a whole new show.
Yeah, it was like a whole new show. We knew we had to make up the show with the promoter. He just threw in a couple extra shows so there could be some money made and us not just losing money by doing a show that we had to make up. Well, you get what I'm saying?
I just want to say, as a fan of Escape and as a fan of all of y'all individually in your solo careers, your reality shows, whatever you do, I'm always here for it. Mm-hmm. And I love y'all, so I want y'all to continue to love on each other because you just never know.
Yes,
life is short. I think about groups like the Migos and how Takeoff was taken away so soon.
Yes.
And you just never know what days are left. While they were beefing. So if it could be a perfect world and I could have it my way, I would love to see all four of you back together again. And I would love to see y'all make up.
Yeah, we're waiting. Whenever she's ready to come back and do shows with us, we're waiting. We didn't stop her from doing the show. She stepped back. And it wasn't just because of this show. It was another show with a different promoter that she did. They say she booked up. She working on her solo project. And we give her, you know, maybe everybody have talents. All our talents not attached to each other.
You know what y'all got to do? You know what y'all
got to do? Solo deal.
All y'all got to call it one time and just say, what I need from you, understand. But y'all got to say it like that now.
Yes.
What?
So, and let me just say this. You know, I don't want to really go back and forth with the drama overall, like what he said. It's nothing. I want people to know there is nothing wrong with her doing a solo project.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Because people are like, well, why can't she?
Nothing.
We definitely support her in all her solo endeavors and anything that she want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
We all have solo separate things that we do, so it's not a big deal about that. When we come together, let's come together. I just don't want us to publicly, at the end of the day, Escape is like a legacy that we could keep going forever and ever. And so that's why we still do shows, because it's like we want to keep the name of Escape alive.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hold it down.
Yes, we are.
Sunday. On Sunday.
So let me say.
Yes. That it goes down.
I love y'all individually. I love you collectively.
Exactly.
I hope it all works out. They'll be on stage this Sunday along with Shamia Martin, who is your host for the evening over there at State Farm Arena. R&B experience is going to be lit. It's a situation. I love you all. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And we'll be back. It's WVEE Atlanta, right here on V103.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Are you a Jeep owner, or do you want to come watch a Jeep parade? Either way, West Baton Rouge has you covered. Friday, December 2nd, it's the Jingle Jeep Parade. Fun for all ages. Deadline to register is November 30th. For details or to register, visit westbatonrouge.net. Don't miss the Jingle Jeep Parade in West Baton Rouge. Come for the parade, stay for all the lights and fun. Visit westbatonrouge.net today and join in the fun for the Jingle Jeep Parade.